Calling Eagle Moss. My name is Zaniah. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to try to figure out what's going on with a couple of my orders, my subscriptions.
Okay, let's see. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, because it's been over 2 months since I've seen anything, and it's like every time I call, I get something different. So...
Okay, I can check on that for you, provide you with an update. Can I have you just confirm your name and address for me?
Andrew Berthium, 1008 Stafford Street, Rochdale, Mass., 01542.
Thank you so very much. Now, here I have pulled up is your Ghostbusters Echo 1 build-up.
Yep.
All right, give me just a moment for you. Let me look here. Okay, I did see here that your last shipment was in November. It seems as though issue 14 has been out of stock for the Ghostbusters shipment. Give me one moment. Just a moment. I apologize about the whole. Okay, for what I'm looking at here, it seems as though indeed your account has been on hold in regards to issue 14. And issue 14, per the ETA sheet, we won't have it in until March the 21st. That's when our new Ghostbusters shipment comes through. Now, if you would like, we could skip that issue for you, and then that'll help you continue to receive your shipments. It's just we placed a hold on the account because it does go in order, and so until we received it in, that's why you haven't been receiving anything from the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, because do you know how long that's been on hold for? Or because I was told, I called back in January on the 16th, and I was told that by the 19th it was going to be sent out to me.
If indeed you were informed that it was to be in on the 19th for you, more than likely it was in stock, but when they did the reship, there weren't any issues left in order for it to go out for you. And so that can cause a delay as well.
Okay.
And so I do apologize about that. More than likely, the rep put in for it to be sent out for you on the 21st, but then person it to the warehouse for the reship. They advised that, hey, I apologize, it's currently out of stock. And so I apologize about that. It should have been clarified to you. But indeed, we can leave the account on hold and wait till March 21st, because as soon as that shipment comes in, it's automatically shipped out for you, and you'll receive email confirmation. Or if you would like to skip issue 14, we can, and then that way you would just have to come back and remember to unskip it. That way we receive it for you.
Yeah, I'd prefer not to try to skip around, because I don't want to get messed up and then we have to try to figure this all out again.
I completely understand. So that's no problem. So there's no issue with the account. It's just simply we're waiting for that new shipment to come in. And I apologize. It is taking longer than usual. It's just trying to get the warehouse back on track and also The pandemic with the Pitney Bowes facility has caused a little delay as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I told the rep I just spoke with. Well, I mean, I like the models. I'm enjoying building them. I got my kids working on them with me. My only problem is my experience so far has not been that great. And I did chalk
Right.
some of it up to the pandemic with, people or, subscribing and stuff due to having more free time. But yeah, it hasn't been that great of an experience so far.
I do apologize about that. I know it has been most unpleasant. I would say, indeed, we didn't account for that during the pandemic. Most people would be at home and want to start their subscriptions, but it was also kind of a fault on our end because due to the pandemic with the limited staffing that's available now,
Right.
it was more bang for our buck than what we initially thought it was going to be. So we
Yeah, I
were
mean,
like, oh,
like I
goodness.
told the rep before, is like I see a bunch of other ones that you guys are coming out with, like the Titanic and the Star Trek, and I'm like, I'd really like to do these, but with the way things are going right now, it's like I don't feel comfortable. I to be honest, I'm kind of on the verge of canceling just because of how long this is taking. It's like, and there's no, I don't know if there's something you guys are working on or anything like that, but there's no communication to let me know, hey, by the way, this has been delayed for whatever. So I feel like, I'm waiting for something, I'm not getting anything. Now I got to call, talk to somebody to find out, yeah, this has been delayed for whatever. It's like, it'd be a lot easier if we could get an email.
Indeed, and it was supposed to have been an email sent out to you just to inform you. We like to send one when it's longer than a month. You didn't receive any email?
Nope. Let's see. The last. So, for the Ecto One, I did get an email recently about the proton packs that are supposed to ship to me.
Yes, sir.
So I got that email. The last email I have for the actual Ecto One was back in October. And then I had another email for the Ecto One with the book, the Nerd Search. That was the last thing that got sent to me. So that was what I got in November. I haven't gotten
Okay, so
any parts since the beginning of November, and I've gotten no emails for the Ecto One and the DeLorean. The last email I have, which I know you haven't looked at yet, but the last email I have for the DeLorean was due to a declined card payment. Was on December 22nd. You guys tried to charge me, and my card declined it for fraud prevention until I accepted the charge. I
Okay, yes,
didn't,
sir. I
and
do
then I
see that
called you.
here.
Yeah. So I accepted the charge and I called you guys to clear everything. I was told it was all set. And I haven't got no other emails after that.
Did you receive your first package?
I received the first DeLorean set, yes. I received that around the middle of December. And then at the end of December, I got the email telling me that my card payment was declined and that I needed to contact you guys when it was all set, which I did. And that's the last email I have for the DeLorean.
Because I am looking on the DeLorean here. I do see, indeed, we sent out that first shipment for you on December, and it seems as though issue 3 is out of stock for the DeLorean. I was looking through the list to see if I saw it. However, I think it just newly became out of stock because it's not yet on the ETA sheet from the warehouse. However, the DeLorean is one of our popular build up, so they don't like to take long at all getting the reships in because they know It'll be sold out as soon as they get it in, so they kind of have a constant shipment for this. I'm trying to
Yeah.
see if I can view your next shipment, because if I can view it, that means that they will have it in stock soon. I just have to get the specific shipment date for you.
Yeah, that's the other one that confused me last time I called, is they told me it was already sent to me. I'm like, no. I said I never got any charge for it, and I never got any emails about it, and I never got the package. And she's like, well, it says it was already sent to you. I'm like, no. Because I guess she told me when I called last month that you were already preparing the third set. And I'm like, I still haven't got the second one. Why are you preparing the third one? So.
I believe she may have been looking at the account wrong, and what she means, the third set would be issues 3 through, let me see here, I think, 3 through 6, I'm believing what she's referring to, because when you actually look into the account, you've only had one official shipment, and that was just the introduction with the collector's guide in issues 1 and 2.
Right.
So I apologize about her ear. I don't think she was looking at it correctly, or she wasn't explaining it to you correctly.
It happens.
So indeed, it doesn't seem as though we have an update on issue 3 just yet, simply because this is newly out of stock. I'm going to send an email over to the warehouse to see if we can have it added to the ETA sheet. That way, once they give us an updated list of when it'll be in stock for you, I'll go ahead and have an email sent out just confirming when you should expect to receive your next shipment for the DeLorean. But your Ghostbusters is coming up soon in March. We're just waiting on issue 14.
Okay. Yeah, she said it was the magazine you guys were waiting for, or?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I told her I'd rather wait for the shipment.
So that's no problem. I apologize about the inconvenience. And after this, it should be on track for you. Everything else, we had a major shipment for the DeLorean come in February. It was for the later issue parts. And then, of course, everything seems to be in stock for the Ghostbusters other than issue 14 per looking at the list. So it was just that little minor setback coming in from the holidays and COVID, but we're going to get on top of that for you. And so you shouldn't have any further inconveniences after this.
Yeah, like I said, it just hasn't been that great of an experience so far. I've been waiting like 2-3 months on just getting stuff for the Ecto-1. Since I subscribed to it, and then I decided to do the DeLorean, thinking that since it was an older subscription, that it'd be a little easier to get, and I'd be getting them every month, and now I'm going through the same thing with this, so yeah, it just hasn't been that great of an experience so far.
I completely understand, and I apologize. You know what? Just on our end, because this has been a bit of a bad experience for you, I'll go ahead and place a 25% discount on all your future shipments for the DeLorean.
Wow, thank you.
Yes,
I
no
appreciate
problem.
That.
Give me just one moment before you have to let it process within the system.
Yep.
Can you hear me fine? I believe I'm hearing a little static, but I think it's just my headset.
I hear something, but almost sounded like scratching or something.
Oh, goodness. Apologize about that. Probably have to get a new headset, because I hear a little something, but I was like, I think maybe he can hear me fine if there's been no complaint.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. It's just, I heard that scratching for a little bit.
So, okay. I thank you for holding so patiently for me. I was able to go ahead and apply a 20% discount to all your future shipments for the DeLorean build-up.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
nice.
That.
That is no problem at all. As I said, I apologize about the inconvenience. I know it kind of looked bad on our part, but it's simply we were just trying to get things on track and trying to find a new established way to make it work with the pandemic. So hopefully after this, we get the shipment in and you won't have any further problems.
I hope so, because I really do like these models, and my kids are enjoying building them with me, so, you know. And like I said, there's more stuff you guys are coming out with that I'm really interested in, so if everything gets back on the right track with these two, you got a future customer for a few other things.
We'll be happy to have you and assist with whatever you need us to.
I appreciate that.
That's all taken care of for you. Did you need any further help today?
That was pretty much it.
Okay. Well, I do thank you for calling Eagle Moss, and you have a great day. You stay safe.
You too. Have a good one.
Thank you.